We have just a few minutes remaining, about 15 or so, that we wanted to look to God's Word tonight. So if you would turn with me, please, to Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs chapter 31, we are dealing with when to speak up. We've talked about when to be silent, but we want to talk about dealing when to speak up. And I want to read our verses from Proverbs 31, verses 8 and 9. It says, "Open thy mouth for the dumb, the ones that cannot speak, in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the," what group? Poor and needy. The poor and needy. Father in heaven, I pray your blessings upon our time together tonight as we consider when to speak up. I pray that you'd open our hearts to realize that sometimes we don't even realize how we're responding to people, how we are dealing with situations that come to our attention. And I pray that you would help us to be more careful, that you'd help us to be more sensitive, help us to be open to defending those that cannot defend themselves, help us to reach out even to those that cannot repay us, help us to realize the importance of speaking up, for we ask it in Jesus' name, amen. You know, we all have a tendency to care for those who bring us the most credit. Isn't that interesting how we do that? We'll care for those that will give us the most credit for what we're doing, rather than caring for those who cannot give anything, cannot help in any way. And that's the group that's brought out here. Speak up for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to what? Destruction. We're to speak up. Now remember, King Lemuel had learned this from his mother. He's now sharing it with his son. We see that in verse 2. So he's opening up to his son, trying to teach him. Who knows, he might be a king someday. We don't have any particular record as to whether he became a king or not. But he wanted his son to learn what was required of authority. Now this is my very strong point here. People in position of authority have responsibilities. They have responsibilities. If you're a father in a home, you're a husband in a home, you have responsibilities. You have certain tasks that are yours and yours alone to do. You can't pass it off to somebody else. Well, let somebody else do that. No, it's your job. You've got to carry it out. You don't carry out your responsibilities as a husband. You don't carry out your responsibilities as a father in a position of authority, your whole family suffers. Not just one or two people, but the whole family suffers because you're not carrying out your responsibilities. And so King Lemuel speaks to his son and he says, "Open thy mouth to help those that cannot defend themselves. Those that are headed to destruction and they need some help, you speak up for them." Not only that, but in verse 9 it says, "Open thy mouth, judge righteously." In other words, in your interactions, you judge righteously. You don't judge in favor of your friends. You don't judge in favor of those that can pass you a little something under the table. You don't judge in favor of those that have prominence and priority in your mind. You have a responsibility to judge righteously even when it goes against somebody that's your best friend. Now, we've lost that today. We've lost it in the church. We've lost it in America. If you're an actor or an actress, do you get the same treatment as some poor individual over here? No, you don't. If you've got money, you've got fame, there's a different way of looking at that person. If you're a politician, there's a different way of looking at those things. You have laws violated all the time and they just get a little, okay, don't do that again. But if somebody else lower down the totem pole does it, oh, we throw the book at them. Why do we do that? Because they can't defend themselves. And the king is supposed to be defending those that cannot defend themselves. He's to judge righteously in positions of authority. There's things that the mayor has done that I don't personally agree with. But at the same time, you treat those in authority with respect, even though you don't agree with them. Can you do that? That's called impartiality. That's called respecting the office, even though you may disagree with the person. And you better be careful, parents, in front of your kids. I'm going to say something right now. It just pops into my mind. You trash people in authority over you. Don't be surprised if people come to you and start trashing you. Because you're teaching your children to trash somebody. You don't agree with them politically, so it's trash, trash, trash all the time. So what do they think growing up? Hey, it's all right. If you don't agree with somebody, you trash talk and you call them names. And so you know what that does? It transfers to other people, not just political figures. You better be careful, parents. Better watch out. What does the Bible say? I will set a watch upon my mouth. Psalm 103. I will set a watch upon my mouth that I would not say something that I ought not to say. And that means not just saying dirty words. Don't say dirty words. No, it means don't trash somebody that you disagree with. Call them all kinds of names. Do all that kind of stuff in front of your kids because they're going to be they're listening. They're taking it all in. And the next thing you know, they're trashing people that are over them in authority, a la police. All right? Why has this all happened in America about disrespecting the police? I'll tell you where it happened. It started in homes. Trashing. I got pulled over today by some idiot police officer. Everybody knows that when you put bigger tires on a car, your speed goes faster. He should have known that. Yeah, like he knows when you bought big tires. Okay? He's got a radar gun. You don't. He knows how fast you're going. If you were speeding and you get pulled over, don't act surprised. But when you're trashing the police officer, you're teaching your children, if they're present in the vehicle with you, we disrespect police in our family. Now you would say, oh, we never do that. We would never do that. But that's exactly what you're doing. And when you do it to any person in authority, all right, make fun of somebody else because they're not as gifted as you are. Or you make fun of somebody older because they slipped and fell. And that was funny. You know what you're teaching your children? Disrespect age. Because they can't walk like I can walk. God help you. You know what you're doing? You're undoing the Bible. It doesn't matter how many Bible verses you memorize. You're undoing the Bible because you're using your mouth when you speak not to open it to defend those that cannot defend themselves, but you're opening your mouth to destroy. You're opening your mouth to hurt others. We're all guilty of this. We're all guilty of this. I put my hand up. We've all done it. And we've got to step back. We've got to step back and be careful. In this highly politically charged world in which we're living in right now, it's super easy to do it all the time. All right? I found myself getting bitter. Very bitter. And it was affecting my attitude toward all politics, all people that serve in politics. And I've called all the big-name Democrats, I've called them stupid and idiot. That's my fault because there are little ears all around. I've gotten a little more careful about it because I got a little grandson. I don't want him listening to me going off all the time that the TV's on. All right? We'll watch Bob the Builder. Okay? I can't get upset about Bob the Builder. But I do get upset when I got Fox News on there and I'm listening to idiots. Right? Those idiots! Little ears. What did Poppy just say? Those people on TV are idiots. Oh! Now, I'm not going to argue with you about whether it's true or not. But what have I done to my grandson? I've taught him it's perfectly good, trash people in authority. Because kids don't discern which ones. Are you listening? Kids don't, they just group them all together. And we live in a world that needs Christians who make a distinction between the profane and whatever, and we can teach our kids, now listen, this ideology or this issue right here, we're going to do what's right. Other people are doing what's wrong, but we're going to do what's right. You can teach them that way without constantly berating other people all the time on TV and this, that, or the other. I've had to step back some things in my life because I realized, you know what? You're coming across super ugly and super negative, and there's little ears all around listening. All right? We've got to be careful with that. Now, Jesus was concerned for orphans and widows. Have you noted that in the New Testament, the Gospels? He was concerned about orphans and widows. He made that a regular pattern of his ministry. Now, we all, what would Jesus do? I can tell you what he'd do. He wouldn't be doing a lot of things we're doing. If you want to start using that as your example, he took care of the orphans and the widows. He was careful with them. These represented the parts of society that were the easiest to forget. They can't pay anything back to me. They can't give me credit. And that's what I've got to have. If I'm going to expend my energy, if I'm going to expend my money, I got to get credit back right now. What does the Bible say about that? When you're seeking credit right now, you'll get it in this world, but you won't get it there. You see, we're supposed to be doing things not for our glory and our credit, but for whose glory and credit? Okay? So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify who? Your Father which is in heaven. But we like to get shade some of that glory over here so I can get some of it. Be careful about that. We're to speak up. We're to help those that cannot help themselves and cannot help us. These are powerless individuals we see pictured here in verses 8 and 9. They can't help us. The only help they're going to get is going to be from us. And we have to reach down deep in order to do that. Now, digging a little bit deeper here, we're going to see that as we seek to do God's will in helping others, we must be careful with the power God's given us, with the knowledge that God's given us, and make sure that we administer not what the world calls justice, but what God calls justice. Do you know that the world's definition is totally opposite of the Bible's? You know what justice is in the world today? You take away from those that are over here and you give it to somebody else. That's not justice. Our government acts like Robin Hood. All right? We're going to take it away from them. These are privileged people. We're going to take it away from you, and we're going to give it over there. Well, what happens when you take it away from them over here? This group over here said, well, we'll just keep taking it away. But sooner or later, you run out of people to take it away from. Have you ever noticed that? We call that socialism. We run out of people to take stuff away from. So is that a good plan going forward? Well, that's pretty dumb. Oh, I said another word. Got to be careful. Yeah. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying. We've gotten things so mixed up today, and God wants us to open our mouth to help those that cannot help themselves, those that are headed to destruction, those that need righteous judgment in their behalf. And God wants us to be the ones who administer that. He's chosen us to do that. Can God trust us to administer true justice, or is it warped justice? It benefits me and mine. That's the kind of justice we do. If I get some benefit for me and mine, that's justice. That's not justice. That's perverted justice. What about you give out justice and you don't benefit at all? Can you do that? Can you do that? Can you go against your own in order to help somebody over here and make some of them upset? Because you do that. People do that all the time. Family members get upset because you help somebody. Well, we could have used that money for something else. Wasn't that Judas's attitude? Said, we could have done this instead of what you're doing here. How unwise, Jesus, for you to be spending this money. Accusing God? Jesus, of mishandling funds. That's what Judas did. Was Judas right? Boy, it's awful quiet out there. Was Judas right to accuse the Lord. No, absolutely. He was sinful. He was wrong. But he still did it. He had a warped sense of justice. And by the way, what goes around comes around. Because Judas ended up dead. What goes around comes around. You better be careful how you treat people, how you help other people. You better be careful that you're looking out for their best interest, not my best interest. Because sooner or later, you're going to meet up with somebody else that's smarter than you are. And you know what I found out? There's a lot of people out there that are smarter than I am. And I can get it big time if I'm not careful. You treat people respectfully, and you help those that can't help themselves. You judge righteous judgment. You're not filtering it through your partiality meter, so it comes back to you, or comes back to yours, but rather it goes back to God. I want my light to shine before men that they may see the good works and glorify who? The Father which is in heaven. May the Lord help us to do that. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for the opportunity we've had to be together tonight. Lord, we live in a world that twists things, perverts things, shades things in a wrong direction. Help us, dear Father, to be careful as believers in Christ, that we don't direct things our way, but rather direct all glory and praise and honor to you, away from ourselves, and help those that need help. Speak up for those that cannot speak up themselves. To speak righteous judgment. Lord, I pray that you would do a work in our hearts and lives tonight, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.